Speaking of paying people, General Manager Lucas McKay joins us right now, a longtime member of Clemson men's basketball program. And a guy, you know, I'll butter up Lucas before he even has a chance to argue with us. We were talking during the break that he is so good at his job.
He is.
And people need to know that.
Lucas has worn a lot of hats. I never thought we'd be a place in athletics that we had a general manager, but I can't think of a better one than Lucas. Also, he is – I haven't seen him in 2 years without a phone attached to his ear.
Lucas, you want to respond to any of that, buddy?
Well, I'd like to lead first of all, thanks for having me on, guys. But, I mean, Quark, you're a smart man. I know you got a child now. It's double points day at Ingles, so you are stacking them up, man.
Yeah,
so,
baby.
You know,
heck yes.
Yes, sir.
it was a nice consequence of going inside. You're right.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Love it. So, no, appreciate you guys and appreciate the kind words. Hey, this is a ever-changing landscape we're living in right now, so just super excited and honored, humbled, really, to be a part of it all still.
All right, so I get nervous when people say you have a blank slate and you get to do whatever you want. I need some boundaries, and I wonder, like, creatively, you're trying to put the pieces of this roster in place. You've got lots of openings. How does that process go? I'm sure it starts during the season, particularly toward the end of the season, as you're trying to figure out who's maybe jumping in and things like that. What is that process like where you're like, all right, we got to bring in like 9 new guys here?
Yes, 9 was a lot for sure. And it was just kind of something we were tracking on. Obviously, we knew we were losing a lot of one-year guys last year off last year's roster, and so we knew it was going to be heavy that way. But we just something we continually tried to monitor and keep our thumb on the best we could as a staff. You know, coach is really good at keeping a pulse on all that stuff and encouraging, you know, us as staff members to do the same. And we just kind of tracked it. And what, you know, and it's so different now because it all starts, you know, kind of early, you know what I mean? And you just something you have to be talking about. I mean, constantly gathering intel and information on guys and just kind of cataloging it. And that time when the portal is open, you know, the staff is armed with the information that we need to try to make some decisions quickly.
I know people talk about the financial aspect, and we'll get to that and what that entails is in your role. But one of the things that I'm always sort of fascinated with, I think Sean Poppy's doing it on the women's side too, is that when you're a relational staff that invests in players, that gives you a bit of a leg up over just a purely transactional relationship. And I wonder, even in some of the recruitments that you may have lost, how big of a trump card that is to play when you know the track record of this staff in investing in developing people.
Yeah, I think, you know, and Coach has done a great job of putting all this thing together. I mean, it's – and we talk about this in recruiting a lot. I mean, Coach Bender has a 40-year relationship with Coach. Coach Donlin has a 30-year relationship with Coach. I have a 20-year-plus relationship with Coach. So that's mirrored in the staff. And I think we really just try to dive into these guys the best we can and get to know them and what they're about, you know, their families, as quickly as possible. And in the portal, that's hard. You know, you're having to make a quick decision, and, you know, and sometimes you can tell, like, because in the portal, you're having to call these kids. Everybody on staff is having to call these kids, you know, at least once a day, if not multiple times a day, just to, like, check in, hey, where things are at. And that's really because it can change so quickly. I mean, for example, on a couple of these guys last year, we went from having a Zoom meeting to setting up a visit within 12 hours of the Zoom. That's just how fast it happens. And you just have to be, ready to go. And, you know, fortunately we have an administration that understands that, and we need to move and we need to get these flights and get going. And then really bringing the kids to campus is a big deal, so we can show them what we're about, what our staff's about, what our current players are about. They can feel Little John for the first time. So obviously we feel we have a good product to sell and, you know, want to keep doing it to the best of our ability.
Visiting with Lucas McKay, general manager for Clemson men's basketball here on the program. A lot of the transfers came from, like, west, like way west of here. So I want to know, because I know you formed some relationships there too. Like, what was it like to build relationships with Carter and Jake and the Davidsons? Like, what was that process like?
Yeah, sure. You know, I think one thing that we're all kind of fortunate in this climate now, I mean, you're constantly calling your contacts at other schools and, you know, people that you may know through the industry, and just like, 'cause you're constantly gathering intel, just like the kids are gathering intel on us, we're doing the same. And so you're able to kind of come across some people that maybe you haven't connected with in a while, or just to kind of like, hey, 'cause at the end of the day, this, you know, we are investing in these young men, and we want to know, you know, hey, what's under the hood a little bit, right? And so, yeah, the West Coast thing, I don't know that was necessarily planned, just kind of how it ended up. You know, Coach Donlin was a head coach in the WAC where Carter Welling came from. And so, he had some contacts there we were able to tap into. Another friend on the staff at Nevada last year was helpful with Nick's recruitment, so we were able to get some intel there. Nick and Blake actually played for a legendary high school coach also, and Gary McKnight, who's really close to breaking the national wins record for high school. So he was great through the process also. And then Jake, yeah, we had a connection to somebody on the previous Utah staff that was, helping us with some things there. So it was really good. You never know who you're going to talk to in the portal or who's around a player in the portal. So we just try to embrace those contacts the best we can and hopefully find a way to use it to our advantage.
Well, and certainly Sean, we just had him on, and he's talking about Butta and Justin are guys that either he coached and recruited in Justin or guys that he played against and knew very intimately in Butta. So I take it that relational aspect is very important in those recruitments as well.
No question. Sean was Coach Dixon was critical in the recruitment of JP for sure. We're glad he's here and excited. Tiger fans got to see a little bit of what he can do on the court on Friday night, and we're hopeful for him to keep progressing and picking up our system to help us this year.
All right. One thing that I think folks don't really know is the financial landscape of trying to get in the portal and get the guys you want. And I think part of that is because you've got mid-major programs who are also opting into rev share, who just have more money to offer guys. Is that something you – I mean, look, I'll admit, when you've got a – and I know we can't talk about recruits, but when you've got a recruit that's going to commit and you see the list of schools and they're all mid-majors, I'm going, how much is Clemson going to have to pay to outbid these schools? Is that something you run into where – a school that a fan might go, well, Clemson's got pull over them, that they've just got more money to throw at the problem, so to speak?
Yeah, I think that's definitely certainly the case for some leagues. You got to remember, some of these mid-major leagues don't have football either.
That's right.
And so they're all in on hoops on both the men's and the women's side. So they're doing everything they can, you know, to help position themselves. And at the end of the day, you know, we really, and Coach does a great job of this in the process, like just really trying to sell the whole experience here. This is obviously a part of the experience now that wasn't the case, you know, some years ago, but now it is. At the end of the day, you know, if that's the main driver in the decision-making process, that's probably not going to be a good situation for us. And when you're dealing with portal types of recruitments, you just kind of have to really evaluate that and get to the bottom of that as soon as you can, because we need that info as to help drive our decision making. Also,
you guys also have a track record of bringing in transfers from long before the portal was an actual place, bringing in transfers and then making it work, and not just making it work, you know, but thriving with transfers. And I'm curious, when you bring in these guys, and look, they haven't played a game yet, there's still some things you're going to find out, but it's got to be assuring or reassuring to see when a group like last year that everybody meshes, 2 years ago, everybody meshes together and that things go well, that you have made good choices. That's got to be neat for somebody in your position.
Yeah, no, it's always fun. I mean, we kind of start with like the edge of the puzzle, right? You know, and the edge of, you know, the outside edges of the puzzle, that's where you're starting from. And then you just kind of continually build it and find a way. And, you know, it's just kind of one piece at a time. You know, 2 years ago when we had to go through it after the Elite Eight run, it was interesting because we were still playing. And then, you know, we're actively going through the portal while we're still playing, which was kind of a weird situation. But in that scenario, we were able to, you know, we secured four commitments in 40 days, you know, going into the Elite Eight year, excuse me. The next year after the Elite Eight year, we've got four commitments in 34 days. This year, because of the house settlement and everything else, it was six commitments in like 25 days. So that kind of sped everything up. And it's hard. It's hard to, you know, we just have to really rely on our intel. You know, the visits, you know, obviously have gone well when we've gotten kids to campus and really connected with their families and kind of shown them what we're about here. So, yeah, it's just a constant state of gathering intel, you know, really, you know, us trusting our gut and trusting the intel we're getting, and then really seeing how they mesh with the current players to make sure that we think that's going to be in alignment.
All right, last question. We got about 90 seconds before top of the hour. Yep. I'll leave you with this. Ben Milstead said, for 2 years you've had a phone strapped to you, and I just want to know, have you found a chance to de-strap that sucker?
Have to at some time, but yeah, in the portal time, probably not so much, and that's okay because that's part of it. But no, absolutely, yeah. Thankful for I don't know if Verizon's a corporate sponsor or not of WCCC, but Verizon, thank you for keeping me up and going through all this. And it's constantly trying to find things out about players, constantly searching for players, and really, you know. And the staff does a great job of this, diving into the guys that are here on our current team and, you know, working to make this thing as good as we can make it and giving our fans a good product in Little John this season.
Well, I can't wait for that. By the way, $5 single game tickets for men's basketball today. $5. Great chance to get your hands on some.
Let's go.
Man,
let's
great go. Stuff. Hey, Lucas, thanks so much for joining us today. Thanks for your candor and appreciate just – you're good at your job, man, and we just appreciate your efforts on behalf of Clemson in that.
Well, I appreciate that. Appreciate you guys having me on. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Lucas McKay, one of our favorites.